Not a week goes by that someone does not send me a news article detailing the precarious position America occupies in today's world. I continually read articles that describe the ambitions of countries like China, Russia, and India to assume a dominant role in their regions and the world. When you're number one, there's always someone wanting to knock you off. You're listening to Longitude. It's Friday, February 29th, 2008. I'm Darris McNeely. This morning, I read an article discussing the challenge to American leadership from these nations and how difficult it will be for the next United States president, whomever he or she may be, to deal with the ongoing problems of terrorism, financial upheaval, and nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. These and other issues will not go away, regardless of the domestic issues on which politics often turn. Polls show that people in some countries see America as a menace and the number one threat to global stability. These countries feel America is played out, deep in debt, energy dependent, and too long at center stage. They feel it's time for America to exit, and it's their time in the sun. As I travel, I sometimes see the strong feelings that America provokes among many, especially in the Middle East. Of course, there are many people on the street who see the good that America does in today's world. In the past 7 years, the United States has spent more in humanitarian, medical, and financial aid to Africa than any nation in any previous time. You don't always hear about such aid, or certainly we don't see the changes that we would like to see because of the endemic problems in a place like Africa. They suffer from tribalism, government corruption, and poor hygiene, all of which top the list of the obstacles to make dramatic change across the African continent. Our world is locked in a struggle for resources, power, and peace. Russia wants to regain its place among the nations, and it's using its energy resources to assert itself in Europe. China seeks to dominate Asia with the size of its population and economy. And the United States seeks to maintain a fragile yet enduring Pax Americana, a peace in many ways guaranteed and patrolled by its vast navy and troops. The struggle will only intensify in the coming years. Let's look at a few news items that are hitting the headlines this week. Let's look at Turkey. In the March issue of the World News and Prophecy, we're going to have an article by one of our senior writers, Paul Kiefer, who lives in Germany. Paul is going to write an article, and has already written it, on the subject of Turkey and Turkey's relationship with the European Union. Turkey, as many of you know, seeks full membership in the European Union, and the debate with Europe continues to show the fault line along this issue. There are several, including France and the Vatican, that do not favor granting Muslim Turkey full membership, and Turkey is not going to settle for anything less than full membership in the European Union. At a time when the native European population is declining across the continent, the admission of Turkey would dramatically increase Europe's Muslim population. Stratfor, a news agency, reports today that United States Vice President Dick Cheney reportedly has canceled a planned trip to Turkey. This move comes as Washington is growing more vocal in its calls for Turkey to quickly wrap up its operation in northern Iraq against Kurdish militants, something that Ankara, the capital of Turkey, the politicians there, says it will do when it's ready and not when others tell it to. This bickering is raising concerns about the status of the relationship between the United States and Turkey, a relationship that was once a pillar of regional security alliances. Turkey is not a nation to ignore. It has a sizable army and a good enough economy, and it sits at a very critical geographic juncture between Europe and Asia. We'll be doing more coverage on this issue in future editions of World News and Prophecy. The financial week has been interesting. It's not been a good week for economic news. Wheat soared to a high price of $25 per bushel of wheat on the Minneapolis Grain Exchange. This came amidst other news of the rising price of food commodities. The rising cost of energy is driving up food prices around the world. In 2007, food prices rose 20% alone, and since 2000, world food prices have shot up 75%. The United Nations World Food Program has said that it might have to ration food aid. A Financial Times article says that the main factor behind higher food prices is developments in the world energy markets. High oil prices have caused a shift to production of biofuels, which is energy derived from corn and other vegetable products. The United States alone has used 20% of its corn production for ethanol. What this means is farmers in Kansas are doing well this year, while consumers in St. Louis are paying more. Those who may suffer the most are the urban poor in the developing countries. The Wall Street Journal says that the dollar is falling with new speed, creating a raft of challenges, not just for the United States, but also for sugar traders in Brazil or central bankers in the Persian Gulf and a host of others. This week alone, the dollar fell to a new low against the euro. It finally went through the $1.50 mark, and it has sank more than 40% against the euro in the past 6 years. At stake is the dollar's role as the dominant currency. America's foreign debt is its biggest problem. In time, if trends do not turn around, the dollar is going to be abandoned by foreign markets as the medium of exchange in everything from sugar to wheat and oil. The strain is mounting. How long this is going to continue before major realignments in global markets is anybody's guess, but big changes are on the horizon. Our lead article in the March-April issue of World News and Prophecy is going to deal with the housing crisis in America. Housing prices are slumping in many parts of the country while inflation creeps up, reflected by the rising price of gasoline and food. Americans are seeing more money go out of their pockets for these basic commodities. Brace yourselves. It's going to get worse. This article will give you some simple but important steps you can take to combat the current economic climate. Recessions and economic downturns are part of our capitalistic society. They've come and gone over the years. Some have been worse than others. No matter how many events impact our lives, we always have the power of choice to make sound decisions in managing our lives and our economy. Education is a key to staying ahead of changes. Living within our means is another way, is another vital key to economic security. Credit abuse is a leading sin of our consumer society. You and I cannot overextend ourselves financially without paying a penalty relatively soon. A government can seem to get away with unsound monetary policies, but that's deceptive. It just takes longer for the effects of fiscal mismanagement at that level to take effect. The point is this: never lose the ability to control your financial well-being. It's important to learn the basics of sound money management. And above all, take God as your partner in this and all matters in your life. There is a way to make your life recession and depression proof. It starts with knowing the key spiritual principles revealed in the Bible. If you've not read our booklet, Managing Your Finances, be sure to do so now. You can access it at wnponline.org. It will lead you to a study of some very important keys that guarantee success in a dynamic and changing world. Now look for the March-April edition of World News and Prophecy online at wnponline.org next Thursday. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.